This episode of Cliff and Candle Coast to Coast is sponsored in part by Folgers. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
What can wash away my sin?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Get ready for a heaping helping of sassitude. Here comes Cliff and Kendall.
You got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball. It would be nice to escape it all. To go someplace where the laughs are free, and there are bad jokes and bad hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride. Where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring. And occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Oh, this week we're talking black gold. Coffee, coffee, coffee.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh. Bitches.
Oh my goodness, Kendall.
Cliff.
How are you doing?
Well, I'm going to be doing better as soon as I pour myself a nice big pot of this coffee over here.
I love coffee.
I love coffee too, but you know which coffee I like the best, Cliff?
Hook it to my veins. My favorite coffee, I don't know, we'll see if we have the same one. Mine is Folgers Crystals.
That is exactly my favorite coffee. What a coincidence. What a different convince.
You know, it is strange, because every day I run into somebody who tells me how good Folgers freeze-dried crystals are, you know?
Once a day, at least. Now, Cliff.
Yeah.
Coffee, coffee, coffee.
Coffee,
what's
coffee.
Your favorite coffee memory?
Coffee. Oh, my favorite. Let me think.
No.
That is a fun question. Let me think.
I take that back.
What is my favorite coffee memory? My favorite coffee memory is, you know, longtime listeners of this show will
they will do that.
They will remember that.
They might even do it.
They will also remember that in the beginning of this epic series, I worked for some lawyers on Madison Avenue. I was a madman, Kendall.
You were mad.
I was that.
You're that and mad.
But anyway, I really liked that because on our block, if you went one way, there was a Starbucks, and if you went the other way, there was another Starbucks. And I just liked having to be able to go take a break and go down and get coffee in the afternoon, you know, help you through that last few hours. I loved to get a big Frappuccino. What I loved was... if I ordered a Frappuccino and I ordered it light, right? But they made it wrong. They made it real. That's one of those gifts. You're like, God did this. So it's like a freebie. But anyway, Kendall, what's your favorite coffee memory? That is quicker than I've ever answered. What's your favorite Christmas memory? What's your favorite Halloween memory? What's your favorite summer memory? I don't know. But coffee memory, I had an answer for it.
Okay. Well.
Speaking of Frodoing his baggage.
Oh, God. My favorite coffee memory, Cliff.
Yeah.
Is when I first came out here and I started as a PA and I had to get coffee for everybody.
Memory.
I love that we've turned this into a holiday episode about coffee.
Let's celebrate it with a nice cup of Folgers Crystals.
Folgers Crystals.
What is your favorite coffee memory?
I love it. I just started, like, you know, getting coffee for everybody. And I only drank regular coffee at the time. And so my boss said, oh, you drink a drip? And I said, what was a drip? And she said, that's regular coffee. I said, yeah. And she said, well, By the time you're done here, you will be drinking every box checked, and I'm almost there. I've got two more boxes to go.
Boxes on what?
On Starbucks cup.
Oh, well, now how do you get it? Now, because I don't, what I do, I just order, what I really like is...
It's Folgers Crystals.
Yeah.
I would rather drink here at home, but if I'm out, I go...
If I'm out, I'll go to Starbucks occasionally, or something like that. But now, what do you... I don't even know what you mean. I just get coffee. I say, can I have coffee, please? I mean, am I the only one who does this?
Well, see, Cliff, again... What are you trying to do? There you go.
I just want a regular coffee. Why don't I need all this stuff? What's the deal with lattes?
Well, that's because you are not learned like I am.
Learned.
I know all the boxes, what all of them mean. I usually get a grande, sugar-free hazelnut, soy, latte, decaf. See all those boxes?
I like the soy latte, but I like it because of the...
I
like it only because of the name. Not that I have anything against it.
Just because everything about us always is latte.
Yeah, no.
Latte podcasters. A lot of big fat asses in the chair.
In those jeans. but no, because in the Madonna song, American Life, in her hit rap, solo, she is like, I'm drinking a soy latte. I get a double shot. It goes up through my body, and you know I'm satisfied. So, but now what do you, now do you in the summer, do you enjoy an iced coffee?
No.
No? Oh my God.
Look, I will drink an iced coffee. But first of all, cold coffee is weird to me anyway. And if it's some sort of drink, I just feel like in a warm drink, like hazelnut or different flavors are so good. In cold, it's just like, it just, you drink it real fast. It gives you the caffeine, but it doesn't, like, I don't know. I don't enjoy a cold. That was so philosophical, my
it
definition
was.
Of why I didn't like a cold.
I didn't ask about the seed of your soul. It's a big seed. But
it's a pumpkin seed.
It's a pumpkin seed.
Here's the bat. Here's the bat.
Close to close, face to face. Can you handle it, Lucy?
I can't handle face to face. I don't know about you, but I'm so ready for the face to face to be done.
Oh my God. but anyway, I like iced coffee. I'll make some up and just put ice in it. What do you think about that?
That's even worse because
I'm dropping truth
bombs.
We're
having such a philosophical conversation about coffee.
We're also having a few of those.
We have a lot of those. Not just a little.
We are also having a few of those.
Or lots of those.
A latte.
What did you ask me? Where are we going with this?
A latte of those. What did I? You were going to go on and make some sort of second point about iced coffee. I don't know.
Asked me about putting ice in your regular coffee at home, which is just like old cold coffee.
To be fair, I don't think I asked you about it. I think I mentioned it.
No, you said, what do you think about that?
Hey, no. Yep. Well, Kendall, I can't be blamed for everything that comes out of my mouth or in my mouth. Whoa!
Oh. And that's no joke.
That's no joke. Because sometimes they don't tell you.
Sometimes they don't tell you what, if it's a joke?
No. Listen back. Pray on it.
All right, Cliff, it's time for some bird
Pray
jokes.
On that. Pray on it. And I want to tell you
Cliff.
Some bad jokes.
Cliff. A travel agent.
Playing the drinking game at home. Drink.
A travel agent looked up from his desk and saw an older lady and an older gentleman peering into the shop window.
Old people at shop windows. And classic setups to hilarious jokes.
There were posters of glamorous destinations around the world. The agent had a good week, and the dejected couple looking in the window gave him a rare feeling of generosity, so he called them into the shop, Cliff. He said, I know that on your pension you could never hope to have a holiday, so I am sending you on a fabulous resort at my expense, and I won't take no for an answer.
Bless him. Bless his heart.
He took them inside and asked the secretary to write two flight tickets and book a room in a 5-star hotel. The older lady and gentleman, as could be expected, gladly accepted and they were off. Now, about a month later, Cliff, the little lady came into the travel agency and the agent said, how did you like your holiday? And she said, well, the flight was exciting. The room was lovely. I've come to thank you, but one thing puzzled me. Who is that old guy I had to share the room with?
Oh my God.
If you think back to the beginning of that joke, they didn't know each other. They were looking into the shop window as you two know, separate individuals.
Sometimes our writers are so inspired by the works of M. Night Shyamalan, they just have to throw in a twist.
I love twists, Cliff. This was like that joke was like The Village.
That joke was, it was better than The Village. I'd rather sit through that joke again, is what I'm saying. A little boy.
Okay, a travel agent, Cliff. A little boy.
What
was his name?
Who do you think? Little Johnny. He was sitting in that barber's chair, uh-oh, and he was becoming anxious. So the barber gives him a Tootsie Roll to keep him quiet.
Oh, Cliff, is that a metaphor?
And no, it is a true Tootsie Roll. As the barber trims his bangs, Little Johnny. Oh my goodness!
I never pictured Little Johnny with bangs.
I didn't. You know, I always sort of thought he had like a buzz.
I thought he had like a
Or a little bit longer hair with like one of those alfalfa things.
Well, that's probably what he's getting now at the barbershop, a buzz.
As the barber trims his bangs, loose hair falls all over Little Johnny's face. And the barber, he had a peculiar way of phrasing things. And he said, well, do you have hair on your goody?
Ooh,
and that's what a pervert. Asked. And Little Johnny, he says, don't be silly, you old pervert. I'm only 8 years old.
See, now,
I'm only 8 years old.
We've worked together so long, Cliff, uh-huh, and I've heard so many of your jokes. Uh-huh. That I just immediately injected into that joke what I thought the punchline was, and I therefore jumped to that conclusion, uh-huh, before you ever said anything. You said on your... What'd you say?
Kendall, everybody says this all the time. Do you have hair on your goody?
Yes, when you said goody, all I thought about was Lil Wayne, Cliff.
Lil Wayne.
All right, Cliff, a man goes to a doctor
he
and tells
Lil
him...
Wayne.
A man goes to a doctor and tells him that he hasn't been feeling well. So the doctor examines him. He leaves the room and comes back with three different bottles of pills. And the doctor says, take the green pill with a big glass of water when you get up. Take the blue pill with a big glass of water after lunch. And then just before going to bed, take the red pill with another big glass of water. And he gave him so many medicines. The man says, well, geez, doc, exactly what is my problem? And the doctor says, you're not drinking enough water.
Oh, my God. Kendall, retired.
Oh, that's the first one, I think. I can't remember. I can't think back long enough to ever hear one like that.
A retired gentleman went into the Social Security office to apply for what else? Social Security. After waiting in a line a long time, he got to the counter.
Just like this joke. Long time.
The woman behind this counter, she asked him for his driver's license to verify his age. And he looked in his pockets and realized he had left his wallet all at home.
Oh, idiot old man.
He told the woman that he was real sorry, but he seemed to have left his wallet at home. And she says, he asks, I have to go home and come back now. And the woman says, why don't you unbutton your shirt?
Oh.
And so he opens his shirt, revealing lots of curly, masculine silver hair.
Oh, he had hair on his goody.
Ooh, and she says, the set silver hair on your goody is proof enough for me. And she processed his Social Security application. Now, when he gets home, Kendall, the man excitedly tells his wife about his experience at the Social Security office. She says, well, you should have dropped your pants. You might have qualified for disability, too. Oh,
what a bitch. Everybody in that joke was, Cliff.
What a bitch joke.
Everybody,
cast.
Except that poor old man. Cliff.
The silver hair on his goody.
A professor of chemistry wanted to teach his fifth grade class a lesson about the evils of liquor.
Oh.
So he produced an experiment. I think I've told this joke before, but it's an
oldie but a goodie. On the goodie, you get the hair on this goodie.
I do. He produced an experiment that involved a glass of water, a glass of whiskey, and two worms. Whenever we tell a joke again, that's what we have to say. We got hair on this goodie.
It's hair on this goodie, yeah.
Now, class, observe closely the worm, said the professor, putting a worm into the water. The worm in the water writhed about, happy as a worm could be in water, Cliff. Now, the second worm, he put it into whiskey.
Oh, no.
It writhed painfully and quickly sank to the bottom, dead as a doornail. Now, the professor asked, what lesson can we derive from this experiment? And, Cliff, who do you think answered him?
Christ.
No, little Johnny, who naturally sits in the back, raised his hand and wisely responded,
little Johnny.
Drink whiskey and you won't get worms, Cliff. That is what I do. No. I drink whiskey just to protect myself from the worms.
You'll get worms. That's what I always think from the mom in Christmas Story.
You'll poke your eye out and you'll get worms.
You will poke your eye out on this goodie. During that joke, when I started laughing, I was not laughing at the joke. Shocking. What I was laughing about was I thought, you know, it, probably when we have new listeners come to the show, they probably, because we say so many things that are reliant on old episodes, and if you didn't know, you'd be like, what are they talking about? What the hell is Zac Efron's Disco Stick have to do with
anything?
So do
your homework and listen to all the episodes, and you won't have a problem.
But I thought, well, if some new listener, we start telling jokes, and we're just like, well, there's some hair on this goodie, and that's all we say, and we just keep going, they're like, what are they talking about?
But that's what people think every episode, Cliff.
What are they belching about? It's the other thing. Then they think, well, how fast can I turn this off? Fast.
Do you have another joke, Cliff?
Kendall, a little old lady, she goes into the store to do some light shopping, and she is bewildered over the large selection of toilet paper. Pardon me, sir, she says to the store manager, but can you explain the difference in all these TPs, meaning toilet paper? And he replies, pointing out one brand, this is as soft as a baby's bottom.
Ooh.
It's a dollar.
Ooh.
It's $1.50 per roll. He grabs another and says, this is nice and soft, strong but gentle. And it's a dollar a roll. Point to the bottom shelf, he tells her, well, that is our no-name brand, and it's 20 cents a roll.
Oh.
Well, give me the no-name, this thrifty old broad says. And so she comes back about a week later, seeks out that same manager, and says, hey, I got a name for your no-name toilet paper. I call it John Wayne. And why, he says, well, because it's rough. It's tough, and it don't take no shit off nobody.
Oh, I wonder if she had hair on her goodie, Cliff.
I bet she lost a lot of her goodie hair.
Oh, Cliff, do you have any other jokes?
Three women were sitting around throwing back a few drinks and having a talk about their sex lives.
Uh-oh.
Karen, she said, I call my husband the dentist.
Oh.
Because don't nobody drill like he does. Jonah giggled and confessed, I call my husband the miner because of his incredible shaft. Kathy Griffin quietly sipped her whiskey until Jonah finally asked, well, what do you call your boyfriend? Kathy Griffin frowned and said, that the postman. Well, why, postman? Asked Jonah. Well, because he always delivers late, and half the time it's in the wrong box.
Oh.
Wrong box.
He's
a backdoor Santa.
Only
making deliveries in the rear.
That Jonah was a prime example of what you were just illustrating earlier about listeners not knowing what the hell we're talking about.
They might also wonder why we just injected Kathy Griffin into that joke, but you know,
they and I both, Cliff.
Kathy Griffin, she was drinking a nice strong cup of Folgers crystals, and it just happened. You know, sometimes there's synergy with this and our Kathy Griffin spinoff.
There is, Cliff. Speaking of that, I think it's time to take a little break.
I got a spinoff into a brisake.
Don't touch that dial. There's more sass on the way. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
This episode of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast is brought to you in part by Fiber One Bars, the bars that may not make you normal, but sure will keep you regular. And also Folgers Crystals. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. And now try Folgers Decaffeinated. All that robust Folgers flavor that you know and love, but it won't jangle your nerves. And now back to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
And now, welcome back to the show.
Cliff, we are back.
Oh my God, Kendall, we just shot right out of a cannon back. I had no idea what was happening. Our wick was lit and boom, we were back.
Cliff, I wrote an ass all the way to Nineveh. We're back, listeners.
I've written many an ass in Nineveh.
Well, where's that? That's from Star Wars, right?
That's from Star Wars. Yeah, no, I think that's Tatooine.
Cliff, are you talking to me?
Coffee on Tatooine. Do you know what they like to drink? They drink Folgers crystals.
Cliff, are you talking to me?
Here is my first movie quote. Bringest thou forth one dragomoon of Folgers crystals? And that was Princess Natalie Portman in Episode 2, Attack of the Troops.
Cyclops.
Yeah.
Cliff, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you.
You talking to me?
I'm talking
Are
to
you talking to me?
I'm talking to me. About everybody. Everybody's talking at me.
Cliff, talk to me.
I don't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. Kendall, I've got a movie quote. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Cliff. I'm ready.
All right. Look, you brought her here, and that means you're going to give her the shot. The day I bring an ODing bitch to your house, then I give her the shot. What movie is that from?
Oh, I don't know, Cliff. That sounds like some gangsta movie.
The day I bring an ODing bitch to your house, I give her the shot. That's from Pulp Fiction.
I didn't know that. It's a ghetto movie, Cliff. A ghetto movie.
Ghetto, as in get over here and watch this Academy Award nominated film.
All right, Cliff, don't look at my notes because I have them up here on the screen.
All right.
All right, Cliff, I am big. It's that was Kendall. I am big. It's the pictures that got small.
Oh, Norma Desmond from Sunset Boulevard.
Yes, Cliff, you are correct. How did you know that?
I love Sunset Boulevard.
I know, I'm just kidding. Really, you don't say.
With one look, I could break.
Are you talking to me?
Are you talking to me? You're a complex Freudian hallucination having something to do with my mother. And I don't know why you have wings, but you have very lovely legs, and you're a very nice, tiny person. And what I'm saying, I don't know who my mother was. I'm an orphan. And I've never taken any drugs because I missed the 60s. I was an accountant.
Is that from Hook?
Hook. Yo ho ho.
And a bottle of rum.
And a few rum cakes.
For big old fatsoes. Cliff.
Are you talking to me?
Maybe.
Are you talking to me?
I'll have what she's having.
Oh my God. Any movie with Zac Efron in it. That was... Are you talking to When Harry Met Sally?
Oh, Cliff, I am. That was the customer that said that.
Are you talking When Harry Met Sally? What a classic interjection that was.
It was.
Kendall, I do have a test today. That wasn't bullshit. It's on European socialism. I mean, really, what's the point? I'm not European. I don't plan on being European. So who gives a crap if they're socialists? They could be fascist anarchists. It still wouldn't change the fact that I don't own a car.
I have no idea.
Oh my goodness. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh my God, I almost said that.
You almost doesn't get it.
Almost doesn't get it. Cliff, a boy's best friend is his mother.
Oh. Psycho.
I think you mean Psycho.
Kendall, we're on an express elevator to hell. going down. That's not a quote from our own lives.
Is that from the porno movie, Going Down?
Going Down, Going Downtown. Oh. No, because that is from Super Sequel Aliens.
Oh, Aliens.
Are you talking to me?
Cliff.
Yeah.
I have one final one for you. It's just for all us. Right. As God is my witness, I'll never be hungry again.
I'll never be hungry again. Because
that's just for us.
Oh, you, me, and... she was like an eighth of our waist. She had an 18-inch waist. Scarlett O'Hara. That was from Gone with the Wind.
That's correct. Cliff. And that's all.
The way around us is like four Scarlett O'Haras. Isn't that the worst?
We're Fatty O'Haras.
Scarlett O'Fatty.
But Cliff, that's all the things that I'm talking to you about.
I'm talking to you. Are you talking to me?
Are you talking to me?
Are you talking with Harry McFarland?
Talking to Scarlett, Fatty O'Hara.
Fatty O'Hara. All these terms. I hope somebody out there is keeping a Cliff and Kendall dictionary.
And I hope I hope they, after they finish their drinking game of our show and they sleep it off, that they drink Folgers crystals the next morning for a hangover. It's the best cure. It
That's
is so wonderful. That's what I drink after every hangover, Cliff.
Kendall, I do that too. And you know where I learned to do that?
Where?
When I was attending my master's training at FU.
At FU, Cliff. Cliff.
Oh, whoa.
It's time for Sex Tips with Cliff and Kendall.
Sex
Tip. FU.
You love that one. I should have put you this into the keyboard.
I know. Next time.
Next time.
Kendall, do you know that Piaget, noted sex therapist, says there tends to be a huge disconnect between men and women in the ways that sex feels good?
Uh-huh.
Because you know when a man is having a bang session with a lady and his wang goes inside her body, that sensation is so off the charts for most men. They just can't imagine that it isn't feeling the same way for her. Piaget says this. Does it feel off the charts for you when this happens?
Yes, Cliff.
And really?
I told this sex tip last time we did FU.
No, you did not.
That it feels different for a man and a woman, and that the man may only feel like its sensation every time it goes in, that all she may feel is a pain. Or pushing against
like
her
you're
stomach.
Being punched in the stomach.
Exactly.
Piaget.
I'm so glad.
Piaget is so pervasive
that
in today's
we both
sex
have to cover
culture.
It. We both have to cover it.
It's a big story. It's a big sexual truth bomb.
That was off the charts.
It's
Cliff.
A sexual gift.
Now, Cliff, did you know some women cannot have an orgasm with less than 3,000 3,000 RPMs to their little clitter bug? No human tongue or fingers can generate that kind of vibration.
Oh, my God.
But men typically think that something's wrong if a woman needs a vibrator.
It is.
But Cliff, Toramino says...
Toramino, noted Piaget enemy.
He says that vibrators as an assistant is fine, just not as a substitute. So you can use a vibrator together as a couple.
Of course. Do you do this?
No, I'm very strict. No vibrators in the bedroom, Cliff. It's a policy that I keep.
Check them at the door.
Check them at the door, ladies.
Put them in the vibrator box. And I have sitting outside the bedroom door.
Please put your shoes and belts in the proper receptacle while going through airport security.
Write your name on it in a Sharpie. I'm not responsible for it.
I'm putting in the safe.
If somebody mixes it up with their vibrator.
10 minutes about vibrators. Give me another sex tip. I need it.
Even more important than that. You know, guys sometimes get hung up if a woman doesn't get real slippery for easy penetration. I don't know why guys do this, but they do. Don't worry about it, you dum-dum. I think there's a myth that if you're turned on, you're wet. You know who said that? Toramino.
I read that one too when the writer sent it to us, but I opted not to use that one.
You know, we pick and choose from these big packets of FedEx to us that are sometimes the day of the show. And
we don't have time to read everyone.
I don't have time, Kendall. I'm sobering up from the night before. Not necessarily about the wetness. Some ladies tend to get wetter than others. And how much natural lubrication a woman has can change from day to day. It varies by the phase of the moon, and it's subject to influences on things like stress and medication. So, Kendall, don't you worry if your lady is bone dry when you're banging her box.
Oh, I don't worry, Cliff. I don't worry. Cliff.
Yes.
Did you know one way to turn a woman on is to tell the guy to pump the gas?
Pump the gas.
And I don't mean like that, Cliff.
Pump the gas.
A new British survey found that women get hot when their guys smell of paint, gasoline, leather, or printer ink cartridge. Cliff, are you paying attention? These are scents that transport many women back to a happy romantic memory, Cliff.
Oh, one of those memories that, like, Jim and Pam falling in love over the printer in the office.
And for the man in your life, ladies.
How about some printer ink?
For all you ladies out there.
Oh, yeah, who are jamming over printer ink cartridges.
You should try, if you want to impress your man, or not impress him and get him all hot and bothered. You should smell like
printer ink behind your ear.
No, that's for women, Cliff. The women should put on lipstick, baby lotion, or a roast beef dinner.
Oh, Cliff. God. I see like a woman with a roast beef dinner.
Because, Cliff, I got to tell you, when I get in the bedroom and I smell roast beef dinner, I get all hot and bothered.
The roof.
This is what Tisha Mingo said, Cliff, not me.
Tisha Mingo.
Or Tora Mino. Mongo Blues. I got one more for you, Cliff, while you're laughing.
No, me too. Now, Kendall, I think a lot of guys think that they should be silent during sex. I've done a lot of research for this. But unless you speak up, your partner has to guess what doing it for you and what isn't. And if you're respectful about it, Kendall, a woman who wants to please you will probably appreciate some directions like, pump my gas. I'm not saying push her head in your mouth, Termino.
We definitely got the same page the writer said to us.
This is how I like it. It's a very useful conversation to have.
This is how I like it.
I know Termino probably listens to the show, that he heard that we were going to quote his work today. And I wanted him to not be mad, so we don't get it wrong. Termino, we love you. Tisha Mingo, it's all right.
Vulture's crystals.
You know what's a good after you get hot and bothered from an episode of FU?
Cliff Vulture's cough.
Oh, it's the best part of waking up.
Is Cliff and Kendall sex tips in your cup, Cliff, and Vulture's in your mouth. I got one more for you.
Oh, my goodness.
And this sex tip is, Cliff, you don't always need a partner to be happy in the bedroom.
Kendall, you included this one for me.
I did, Cliff. You can use your spank bank.
Your
spank bank. Cliff, it's the one bank where you always have credit.
Oh, my God.
And no matter what you're into, Cliff, what kind of fantasies or images or stories you play to get off, your spank bank is an invaluable resource. Cliff, you can pump your gas all the way down to the spank bank.
Cliff,
I'm all hot and bothered with all these.
I am so hot and bothered. I need to go make a deposit in the spank bank.
Oh, God. Well, then let me get away from you.
Oh, it's so sad.
That's all the time, Cliff, that we have for
Nephew. Sex tips with Cliff and Kendall.
Oh.
Did you see how gyrating when I did that?
I'm gyrating. To make you gyrate, though, is decaffeinated Folgers crystals in your cup. Won't jangle your nerves.
Won't jangle your ball sack, Cliff.
Jangle my balls by the hair of my sweaty balls. That music is so sad.
Oh, it is sad, Cliff. It's terribly sad. It makes me so tired in the sad music. I could use a cup of Folgers crystals in my cup.
It's so hard.
Cliff,
say goodbye.
If our listeners love coffee like we do and they want to find out how to purchase Folgers crystals, you can go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, cliffandkendall.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, twitter.com/CliffandKendall. Email us at CliffandKendall@yahoo.com. Or give us a call on our fat line at 818-308-4-FAT. Cliff, do you have a quote about
when you gotta
how much you love your Folgers crystals?
Folgers crystals, Kendall. Do you know that a monster named Ronald Reagan said, I never drink coffee at lunch. I find it keeps me awake for the afternoon. Oh, what an award winning.
That sounded more like a comic.
Ronald Reagan impression.
No, that sounded like that comic back from the 60s.
What?
Never mind. Later.
Ray Kniff?
Cliff. Dead. Cliff. Cigarettes and coffee. An alcoholic's best friend.
Alcoholism.
Gerard.
Here's
a
toast
Way.
To the coffee addict. Oh, Gerard. What's the way? Gerard?
Home. What's the way home?
Oh, cocaine is like really evil coffee.
Yeah, Cliff. That was Courtney Young. Take us home.
Love.
I mean, love. I was thinking about how young I'm not anymore. From this show taking so long.
Dun, 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 dun.
Just take us home, Cliff.
Take me. Take me home. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week.
We love you. Pump our gas.
And drink that Folgers Crystal Skull.
Pump our gas. Pump our gas. Thanks
for listening to today's podcast. Cliff and Kendall will be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe. And for more sass, visit cliffandkendall.com.
Promotional consideration for this episode of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast was provided by Folgers Crystals. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.